No, I ain't see that.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
A married woman?
Yes, you say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask.
He would say that?
Talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Say what?
Any joking ways they would refer to each other?
Yeah, but I don't know. I know what I'd say.
What would you mean?
I tell you, when you're grown, you can suit yourself.
What?
I tell you, when you're grown, you can suit yourself. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Lowdy.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
The woman?
Yeah.
A widow.
And the man whose child you are is called your...
Say what?
The man whose child you are is called your...
Daddy.
Or any other names for him?
Father. My daddy or father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Mother and father.
Or your...
Say what?
Your mother and father are called your...
Parents.
Okay. What did you call your mother and father?
See, what did I call them?
Uh-huh.
Call them mother and father, daddy.
Okay. And your father's father is called your...
Granddaddy.
And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
What did you call them? What did you call them?
Grandmother and granddaddy.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Wheels you can put a baby in.
It's something on wheels and you can put a baby in it.
A baby bed, carriage.
Okay. And you say you'd put the baby in the carriage and then you'd go out and what?
Roll him out.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Okay. Did they used to use that word much? Did people?
No, they didn't use it much long when I was coming up. They said it was big. That's what they said.
Does that sound sort of bad to you to say now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded sort of bad, but to me, but I done got so used to it until... I reckon it come natural to me, but it sounds bad now.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you'd get a...
Midwife.
Okay. Is that what they always used to call her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call them, midwives.
And, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, you'd say that he...
Was like his daddy.
Huh?
See, he was just like his daddy.
Okay. What if any other way of saying that? Any other way of saying that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what is I know of now? Can't think right now. But that's all we ever use, was just like his daddy or just like his mother or whatever he was.
What if he has the same behavior? You'd say that he...
That his daddy had.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, that's what I say. He got ways like his daddy.
Okay. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Whooping.
Okay. Any other words? Anything else you could tell him?
I'm going to say that. Now, whooping, that's what I used to say, and I'll tell your daddy and let him whoop you.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married, you'd call the child a...